This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Wake up, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. Yeah. And this is the Morning Shift.
Ooh, that Mio must be flowing from over there, my friend.
I'm angry. Mio, I'm angry and I'm hurt.
Got a good nap yesterday.
I'm angry and I'm hurt. Well, we'll get to the angry.
Mikey P and Squid, by the way, Tiff will be here at some point, I'm sure.
That's what I said. I mean, did I not introduce us?
I'm just saying that there's the intro says that Tiff's here, but, you know, well, every now and then, once every few days.
Anyways, so I'm working out yesterday, and, you know, Monday, Day-Day knows Monday's leg day.
Is that
Tuesday.
That sounds weird, dude.
The reason why Day-Day knows that is everybody who wants you to think they're serious about working out does chest on Mondays. It's just like, because they do probably chest twice a week because that's all they care about. The real, they do leg day first. Start the week right. That way, by Friday, you're walking right again. You can go play golf.
Thanks for educating me.
Yeah, I mean, you needed to know. You probably work out
for
the show.
3-day, 4-day split, 5-day split.
So it's chest day. And normally when I do chest, I don't like to use bar stuff a lot. I like to do dumbbells. But yesterday the dumbbells were kind of crowded, so I had to do the bar incline.
That ain't good.
I done tweaked. So, you know, I got these short ass arms. And so when I'm
what do you want, like a Smith machine? You couldn't quite get it to the next rung to hook it?
No, I was just a regular one. regular bench. And I'm reaching to re-rack. And I felt it go, man. I just felt it go straight up my back, right to my my trap, right here at my neck.
Oh, you pulled a muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, in the neck.
Well, it. I think it's from the back because when if your back will go out, it'll pinch a nerve that shoots up through your neck and your shoulder. And right now, you see, looking at me right here at the top of my trap at the neck is where the most pain goes. But I can feel it go into my shoulder blade.
Is there anything that screams this is 40 worse than pulling a muscle in your neck?
Not really.
Like, I mean, that is like peak. That is like peak midlife, like early midlife deal
so
right there.
Last night before, so the other reason, the reason I said I'm angry is because we raced last night and there's a couple of things that happened that made me mad. AI cars suck. And before we raced, I went upstairs with Amy got me a couple years ago, that the Theragun thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the gun.
Like, with the ball on top, vibrates.
Yeah. It boom, boom, boom.
Massage
booms.
Gun.
Yeah, boom, boom, booms your muscle.
is that what it does?
So I go upstairs looking for Amy, and I can't find her. And so I go, and I see the light on in the nursery. I go, oh, God. I go in there. She's got clothes sprawled out everywhere, like baby clothes.
She's nesting, dude.
She's absolutely hungry.
She is nesting.
She just goes in there and sits in the chair.
She's like a mama bird pulling pine straw and putting it in the right spots to make sure that baby is nice and comfy.
So I go in there, and I'm like, I need your help. I'm sore.
Help me.
I'm in pain.
Here she is, 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
She's massaged.
And I'm like, I need you to run this thing over me. So, she's like, tell me if this, tell me that. I'm like, oh, it feels so good. Bum, boom. She's like, boom, boom, booming on my shoulder with the Theragun. And then she goes, yeah, this is a longer massage than you've ever given me. I swear.
At least she didn't say anything worse than that. Yeah, at least and she didn't say any worse than that.
Well, no. I read that's why we're having a girl is because.
Yeah, is that what happened?
I know how to last longer. So guilt immediately hits me. Like, just such, like.
Yeah, dude, I bet her feet are sore, man. Golly.
Shame and guilt. And I was like, but I'm injured. And then I realized that she's over 8 months pregnant.
Oh, man. Better get busy on that push present, man. Better get busy on the push present.
Well, Jaren and I have been in contact, and I actually haven't heard from him. I need to reach out to him, but hey, man, the due date got moved
Solomon,
up,
brother.
So you're going to tell me.
17th floor, Tower Place
in Buckhead.
Hey, Danny, let me ask you this real quick before we get to some of these other bigger stories. What do you think will go first? Because I was putting together a Which One Wednesday today. What do you think will go first? Bo's workout schedule or his truck cleanliness? Which one do you think's down the tube first in the first 6 months of fatherhood?
Well, I'm gonna go with the workout schedule.
Workout schedule's
that's a
gonna
smart
be
smart, man, because the truck's already dirty. I look like I live out of my truck already.
I do too, man. I used to take such pride in how clean my truck was, and since fatherhood has started, it is an absolute dumpster bin. It's awful.
What's funny is my truck will be semi-clean until football season, and then it literally looks like I live out of it.
Yes, yeah, which I mean,
kind of do.
Like, and then you know, when you get home or whatever, you're so busy during football season. Like, the last thing you want to do is, you know, go through all this stuff. You know it's going to get dirty again. But, you know, I've got, you know, just like Day-Day probably, I got the kid seats in the back, the booster seat, whatever. I got the gym bag. I got, you know, whatever snacks I have to take the kids when we pick them up from daycare. It's just, I mean, Ridge handed me his goldfish packet yesterday on the way home, and me thinking it was empty, I just decided I was going to put it in the center console, kind of turn it up, you know, blindly turn it upside down. I had about 15 goldfish in the bottom of my center console now. Got to go get that situated. That's not good. So
yeah, you got to get
sure the answer incoming.
Well, look, just eat them, you know. Don't let them go to waste. I do a saturated version of a goldfish. I will say this. This is pretty cool. Before we get to the front page, because the Hawks and the Georgia Bulldogs both played big games last night in hoops. You know, the other night when we had our meeting, the other three stations in our cluster, and I think ours participated as well, they threw Big Tigger, who's also having a kid, they threw him a baby shower.
Yeah.
And they gave him some presents and everything. And so yesterday, Amy says, hey, I got to go to this meeting for work. It's a lunch meeting for our group of the people that she works with. I go, oh, okay, because she kind of works remotely. She travels around offices and works from home. And she texts me, and I wake up from my nap, like seven pictures, and she's like, oh, it was a surprise baby shower for me. They threw
nice,
me, and it was down in Buckhead, like some club in Buckhead. It was like up in a high rise, and so they threw her a baby shower. So she got like the Big Tigger treatment. So she got a baby shower. And,
good. At least one of y'all's well liked.
Yeah, right? I know, right? Yeah. And so it was kind of cool that they did that for her. I was like, oh, I wrote back. I said, oh, you got that treatment. I was like, I don't get that.
Yeah,
but I was happy for it. Really made her day, man. Because
good for her.
Amy's a sweet person. She's very, you know, she cares. She, unlike me, she cares about people and what they think of her. Like, she wants to be liked. She wants to be happy, right?
Yeah, she doesn't want anybody to dislike her.
And
that's fine.
And they really took care of her, made her day. But they had this cake from New Orleans. Like, it's like, I don't know if it's that baby cake or whatever.
It's king cake.
But it's like the cinnamon roll cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I went out there and had a slice before we raced last night.
Oh. Did you get the baby?
I not in the little slice I had, but it was so good. She's like,
so good. It's Mardi Gras, dude.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. All right, Dana, let's hit the front page. Front page is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. That's PadleyBuys.com. The Hawks fall last night. 127-122. Giannis drops a triple-double, 26-12. And Tim, it'd be nice to have one of those triple-doubles like that every once in a while. Quinn Snyder was out with flu-like symptoms. Look, you beat a really good team in Memphis. The Bucks are surging. To expect to go back-to-back nights and get wins against two of the top teams in the league. And I'll say, I know Milwaukee is not a top four team in either in both leagues right now, but they're still a pretty good team, a playoff team.
Yeah, they definitely are. And look, man, we got to talk about the schedule for a minute. The fact that the Bucks, you're on a back to back, a traveling back to back, and the Bucks were they beat you to Atlanta. Like, the Bucks have been here for a couple of days. I believe their last game was Saturday. You had every opportunity to win this game, though. To me, the stretch run last night in the fourth quarter was a microcosm of the Atlanta Hawks season. You pull back even with the Bucks, right? Just like you have gotten back to 500 at times this year. You allow an easy offensive possession for them. I believe Brooke Lopez got a dunk. And then there's a couple floaters from Trae Young that just don't go home. That, to me, is a microcosm of everything we've seen out of the Atlanta Hawks the last couple of years. Now, I do believe this team's heading the right direction. I believe they've added the right pieces. I think they're all doing the right things. I think they're focusing on defense more. I believe I would buy stock in the Hawks' future. But last night, when you look at the last 5-6 minutes of this game, they were down 8. They do all this work to try to pull back even, and then they don't give themselves a chance in the final stretch run and end up losing by 6 points. The spread was 5.5, by the way. Ding. And so, you know, shout out to Vegas on that one. But just a frustrating end to the game last night after it felt like State Farm Arena came alive when the Hawks pulled even. Just a couple easy baskets for Dame Lillard, Brooke Lopez, and Trae Young. Can't put them home.
It was a good game. I followed it all night. I thought it was pretty good. Look, over to the other side, Georgia just got their third straight win. Beating Florida kind of was like a shot in the arm for this team. They beat South Carolina. Now, South Carolina is one of the few teams in the SEC that is just not up to par.
No bueno.
But 73-64.
Why is that, by the
way? Well, remember they had Frank Martin there for a while. Frank Martin took them to a Final Four.
Yeah, and then he fell off a cliff.
I think
the whole program did.
I love Frank Martin, but he's kind of a drill sergeant type coach. I'm not sure if that is the type of. I think that's kind of it's kind of like the Brian Kelly style where you yell.
Yeah, a little bit rough around the edges.
Look, I think it's needed at times. Maybe sometimes it can be too much. But anyways, Georgia looks like they may be surging into. Now, look, I think they still have to take care of business. At least a win and maybe two in the SEC tournament. But they're where they need to be right now. They're surging, and they have a chance to make the tourney.
Yeah, and this is exactly what we said Georgia needed to do down the stretch run. Just don't trip up. And again, this is a South Carolina team that went into last night 12-17, not one of the better teams. And on the flip side, look, man, you have to look no further than just down the road when Auburn heads over to Texas A&M and gets upset last night. Now, Auburn's still probably looking at, you know, everything in front of them in terms of their seeding. But, you know, this is a situation where just stay where your feet are at, man. You don't need to do anything crazy down the stretch run. Get to the SEC tournament, win the games you're supposed to win, and do the things that you need to do down the stretch to make sure that you're status quo. Like, you don't have to, like, do anything crazy if you're Georgia, I don't think. I think just go in, you know, don't get bounced in the very first game maybe of the SEC tournament, and you'll have your spot in that NCAA deal.
Yeah, I would love to see Georgia make it. I want as many SEC teams as possible. It's good for Georgia. I think Mike White is the perfect coach to reset and build this program to a. I don't know if he can take you to that next level of like Sweet 16, Final Fours. You never know. This team could make a run. They play in one of the toughest conferences in basketball right now. But that said,
they're playing well at the right time. Like, but that's the biggest thing.
That said, it's a good spot. Real quick, Chris Sale looked phenomenal yesterday. 4 innings, give up 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, no runs. He's had no runs allowed in his spring. So far this year, Drake Baldwin, though, was great behind the plate for him. I know that they talked about it. I know Chris Sale, said at one point, he told maybe Dave O'Brien from the Athletic that, you know, he loved what he brought behind the plate. That's what you needed to see. It was a pretty everyday lineup other than Ozuna. But good for Chris Sale, good for the Braves.
Good for Drake Baldwin, because you started solidifying yourself as that next option, which I think a lot of people kind of expected that he would. I don't know why this just popped in my head. Maybe we should talk about it when we come back from the break. There was a thing going around the other day on social media. It was like, name the most random catcher you can think of. And when you just said Dave O'Brien, the first thing that popped up, do you remember Charlie O'Brien?
I do.
The gold curly locks.
The curly mullet.
Was he the backup for Javi Lopez, or was he pre-Javi Lopez?
He was
in the 90s?
Backup for Javi Lopez. In fact, I'm pretty sure
when
Charlie
O'Brien. You just said
O'Brien.
Dave O'Brien, and I was thinking catchers, thinking Drake Baldwin. I was like, man, you remember Charlie O'Brien? Like, that's definitely the most random catcher I can think of in Major League Baseball history.
Free agency is, what, a week away? 4 p.m. next Wednesday. Free
Give
agency
it to
starts.
Me, baby. Let's go.
Legal tampering starts on, I believe, Sunday at midnight, which will be Monday morning. Could the Falcons' next edge rusher come from Las Vegas?
Ooh.
I don't know. Maybe. Talk about it next morning. Show Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.